taking a photo, settings, modes, techniques. Arrangement of objects in a photo. Composition.
One of the crucial aspects of a good-looking photo is the right. One of the crucial aspects of a good-looking photo is the right composition.
General composition principles applied by number of photographers. Composition rules.
There are several, however, it is completely okay to break them sometimes. There are several composition rules, however, it is completely okay to break them sometimes.
The most well-known basic composition rule. Rule of thirds.
Is one of the very useful rules because it will simply make your photos look better. Rule of thirds is one of the very useful rules because it will simply make your photos look better.
Rule which divides the photo into halves. Centered composition.
Is not used that often, however works very well if applied on symmetric scenes. Centered composition is not used that often, however works very well if applied on symmetric scenes.
Rule based on framing. Frame within a frame.
Rule works perfectly, but not only, for architecture and sharp objects. Frame within a frame rule works perfectly, but not only, for architecture and sharp objects.
Lines which lead the viewer through the image. Leading lines.
Should take the viewer's eyes to the main object of the photo. Leading lines should take the viewer's eyes to the main object of the photo.
Rule used for adding dynamic tension to the photo. Diagonals and triangles.
Including diagonals and triangles into your composition can make your photo more effective. Including diagonals and triangles into your composition can make your photo more effective.
Rule which helps you attract the viewer's eyes. Patterns and texture.
Are visually very attractive and suggest harmony. Patterns and textures are visually very attractive and suggest harmony.
Rule based on number of subject in the photo. Rule of odds.
Suggests that a photo is more visually appealing if it has an odd number of subjects in it. The rule of odds suggests that a photo is more visually appealing if it has an odd number of subjects in it.
Rule which applies mostly objects in motion. Rule of space.
According to, you should leave more space in front of the moving object than behind it. According to rule of space, you should leave more space in front of the moving object than behind it.
Rule based on our system of reading text. Left to right rule.
Rule is based on the theory that we look at a photo the same way as we approach text. Left to right rule is based on the theory that we look at a photo the same way as we approach text.
Rule based on contrast or harmony. Juxtaposition.
Refers to the inclusion elements in a scene that either contrast or complement each other. Juxtaposition refers to the inclusion elements in a scene that either contrast or complement each other.
Size of the opening in the lens. Aperture.
The more open the is, the more light can get to the sensor and therefore create brighter photo. The more open the aperture is, the more light can get to the sensor and therefore create brighter photo.
The time for which the shutter is open in order to let the light in. Shutter speed.
The longer the is, the more light gets in. The longer the shutter speed is, the more light gets in.
Sensitivity of the camera to light. ISO.
3200 means the camera is very sensitive to light. ISO 3200 means the camera is very sensitive to light.
The level of lightness or darkness of the photo. Exposure.
Is affected by aperture, shutter speed and ISO. Exposure is affected by aperture, shutter speed and ISO.
Image that has been exposed for a long time or uses a long shutter speed. Long exposure.
Is very useful for shooting at night. Long exposure is very useful for shooting at night.
Term that says how much of the image is in focus. Depth of field.
We distinguish shallow and large. We distinguish shallow and large depth of field.
Visual representation of the exposure values. Histogram.
Is a graph where the left side represents shadows and the right one highlights. Histogram is a graph where the left side represents shadows and the right one highlights.
Default settings for specific scenes. Scene modes.
Common are portrait, macro, landscape, sports, night, no flash. Common scene modes are portrait, macro, landscape, sports, night, no flash.
Mode in which the photographer controls all exposure settings. Manual mode.
Is considered as a must for professional photographers, since you have full control over the camera. Manual mode is considered as a must for professional photographers, since it allows you to be very creative.
Mode in which all the settings are controlled by the operating system. Automatic mode.
Is very easy to use, therefore it is usually seen as a mode for beginners. Automatic mode is very easy to use, therefore it is usually seen as a mode for beginners.
Mode which allows you to control some of the features. Semi-automatic mode.
In mode you usually control only one or two of the exposure settings. In semi-automatic mode you usually control only one or two of the exposure settings.
Mode which allows you to record a video. Video mode.
Every digital camera nowadays offer as well. Every digital camera nowadays offer a video mode as well.
Camera setting mode where you can choose aperture. Aperture priority.
In mode can the user set the aperture as desired, but the shutter speed changes automatically. In aperture priority mode can the user set the aperture as desired, but the shutter speed changes automatically.
Camera setting mode where you can choose shutter speed. Shutter priority.
In mode can the user set the shutter speed as desired, but the aperture changes automatically. In shutter priority mode can the user set the shutter speed as desired, but the aperture changes automatically.
Continuous shooting mode. Burst mode.
In several photographs are captured in a very quick sequence. In burst mode, several photographs are captured in a very quick sequence.
Capturing only one photo at a time. Single shooting.
Allows you to take one photo at a time, even if you keep your finger on the shutter release button. Single shooting allows you to take one photo at a time, even if you keep your finger on the shutter release button.
Delay between the time the shutter button is pressed and the time the shutter fires. Shutter lag.
Occurs more often when using less expensive point-and-shoot cameras. Shutter lag occurs more often when using less expensive point-and-shoot cameras.
Selecting lighter or darker exposure. Exposure compensation.
Is usually a slider, going from -3 to +3. Exposure compensation is usually a slider, going from -3 to +3.
Setting which gives your photos the right color. White balance.
Every light source gives off a different temperature, which might give the photos too warm or too cold tones, therefore you have to adjust the. Every light source gives off a different temperature, which might give the photos too warm or too cold tones, therefore you have to adjust the white balance.
Auto white balance. AWB.
Is an in-camera function that automatically adjusts the chromatic balance of the scene, however this cannot work properly in every situation. AWB is an in-camera function that automatically adjusts the chromatic balance of the scene, however this cannot work properly in every situation.
Focus mode used for moving subjects. Continuous focus.
detects the subject's movements and refocuses to keep it sharp, therefore it's often used for sport photography. Continuous focus detects the subject's movements and refocuses to keep it sharp, therefore it's often used for sport photography.
Focus mode used for subjects which don't move. One shot.
In focus mode, the camera focuses on the subject and stays focused at the same spot even if the subject moves. In one-shot focus mode, the camera focuses on the subject and stays focused at the same spot even if the subject moves.
The speed at which a camera can take photos. FPS.
Stands for frames per second and is important, for example, for wildlife photographers. FPS stands for frames per second and is important, for example, for wildlife photographers.
Hybrid of one-shot focus mode and continuous focus. Automatic autofocus mode.
In, the camera jumps between the two AF focus modes automatically. In automatic autofocus mode, the camera jumps between the two AF focus modes automatically.
Focus mode in which you have to use the lens ring. Manual focus.
Mode is the most advanced type of focusing. Manual focus mode is the most advanced type of focusing.
Assembling multiple photos of the same subject but with different parts in focus. Focus stacking.
Is often used in macro photography. When the photos are stitched together, they show the object with full, overall focus. Focus stacking is often used in macro photography. When the photos are stitched together, they show the object with full, overall focus.
Assembling multiple photos of the same subject but with different camera settings. Bracketing.
Is often used for HDR images. It involves taking several shots of the same scene, using different camera settings. Bracketing is often used for HDR images. It involves taking several shots of the same scene, using different camera settings.
Technique which aims to represent a scene as close as possible to how it was seen by human eye. HDR.
Which stands for high dynamic range, is a technique that gives images a wider dynamic range than the one captured by the camera. HDR, which stands for high dynamic range, is a technique that gives images a wider dynamic range than the one captured by the camera.
Quick captured photo in a style of point and shoot camera. Snapshot.
Is informally captured, without any planning or serious composition. Snapshot is informally captured, without any planning or serious composition.
Series of photos captured over a period of time. Time lapse.
Set of photos can be captured in variable time intervals with gap of seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks. Time-lapse set of photos can be captured in variable time intervals with gap of seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks.
Setting which keeps the shutter open as long as you press shutter release button. Bulb.
Mode allows you to capture longer exposures than the ones offered by the camera, usually up to 30s. Bulb mode allows you to capture longer exposures than the ones offered by the camera, usually up to 30s.
Rules for setting the best aperture. Aperture rules.
Are very general, they can help photographers but definitely shouldn't restrict them, therefore it is completely fine to break them. Aperture rules are very general, they can help photographers but definitely shouldn't restrict them, therefore it is completely fine to break them.
Aperture rule for snowy scene. Snowy 22.
On snowy days, when the snow is brightly shining, it is advised to use the rule, which means to set the aperture at f/22. When the snow is brightly shining, it is advised to use the snowy 22 rule, which means to set the aperture at f/22.
Aperture rule for sunny scene. Sunny 16.
On sunny days, it is advised to use the rule, which means to set the aperture at f/16. On sunny days, it is advised to use the sunny 16 rule, which means to set the aperture at f/16.
Aperture rule for overcast scene. Overcast 8.
According to rule, you should use f/8 for cloudy but not really dark weather. According to overcast 8 rule, you should use f/8 for cloudy but not really dark weather.
Aperture rule for sunset. Sunset 4.
According to rule, you should use f/4 for capturing sunsets. According to sunset 4 rule, you should use f/4 for capturing sunsets.
Temperature of light used in photography. Kelvin.
Normal daylight temperature is around 5500. Normal daylight temperature is around 5500 Kelvin.
Time with specifically blue shade light. Blue hour.
Is the short period of time when indirect sunlight is evenly diffused and takes on a blue shade. Blue hour is the short period of time when indirect sunlight is evenly diffused and takes on a blue shade.
Time with specifically yellow, red shade light. Golden hour.
Is period of time when the sun is low on the horizon, so light takes on warmer shade than when it's higher up in the sky. Golden hour is period of time when the sun is low on the horizon, so light takes on warmer shade than when it's higher up in the sky.
Available light. Ambient light.
Is the light that occurs in a scene naturally, without any flash or light modifiers. Ambient light is the light that occurs in a scene naturally, without any flash or light modifiers.
Main source of light. Key light.
Can be natural sun as well as added off-camera flash unit. Key light can be natural sun as well as added off-camera flash unit.
Secondary source of light. Fill light.
Is used to fill in the shadows created by main light. Fill light is used to fill in the shadows created by main light.
Harsh undiffused light. Hard light.
Coming from sun of flash creates hard shadows, edges, contrast and texture. Hard light coming from sun of flash creates hard shadows, edges, contrast and texture.
Diffused light. Soft light.
Can be strong light diffused by using equipments or natural light on an overcast day. Soft light can be strong light diffused by using equipments or natural light on an overcast day.
Method of reducing the effects of camera movement on the photo. Image stabilization.
Can be a feature of lens or the camera body itself. Image stabilization can be a feature of lens or the camera body itself.
Photo of a person or a group of people. Portrait photography.
Allows you to be very creative in order to capture the personality of your model. Portrait photography allows you to be very creative in order to capture the personality of your model.
Portrait taken while the subject is not posing. Candid photography.
Is highly popular in street photography. Candid photography is highly popular in street photography.
Photo of a scene from nature. Landscape.
Photography typically captures nature but can also focus on man-made features or disorders of nature. Landscape photography typically captures nature but can also focus on man-made features or disorders of landscapes.
Extreme close-up photography. Macro photography.
Photography usually captures very small subjects, which means that the size of the subject in the photo is greater than life size. Macro photography usually captures very small subjects, which means that the size of the subject in the photo is greater than life size.
Field of photography used for advertisement. Product photography.
Cover many segments, from food or electronics to cosmetics and fashion. Product photography cover many segments, from food or electronics to cosmetics and fashion.
Field of photography which documents a social occasion. Event photography.
Can be done at family picnics as well as at rock concerts. Event photography can be done at family picnics as well as at rock concerts.
Field of photography which allows the photographer to be fully creative. Fine art photography.
Has no rules, it is up to the artist to create his, her own rules. Fine art photography has no rules, it is up to the artist to create his, her own rules.
Field of photography which shows glamorous clothing. Fashion photography.
Includes covers of top fashion magazines, as well as documentary photos from the runway. Fashion photography includes covers of top fashion magazines, as well as documentary photos from the runway.
Field of photography focused on buildings. Architectural photography.
Includes photos captured in both exteriors and interiors, which make the building's design unique. Architectural photography includes photos captured in both exteriors and interiors, which make the building's design unique.
Field of photography which is focused on exotic scenes. Travel photography.
Blends many different styles, you can focus on landscapes, portraits, architecture. Travel photography blends many different styles, you can focus on landscapes, portraits, architecture.
Field of photography used for news. Photojournalism.
Tells stories of events which are currently happening all around the world. Photojournalism tells stories of events which are currently happening all around the world.
Field of photography which captures animals. Animal photography.
Typical examples of a photo shared by National Geographic. Typical examples of animal photography are photos shared by National Geographic.
Field of photography capturing. Sports photography.
In, photographers usually use very quick and long lenses. In sports photography, photographers usually use very quick and long lenses.
Field of photography in which photos are taken from the air. Aerial photography.
Is recently blooming especially because of the development of drone cameras. Aerial photography is recently blooming especially because of the development of drone cameras.